Now the next game of the four-game trip, four games in 4 days. Monday night, 8-9-10 in Baltimore. The Baltimore Orioles, once a proud and prideful baseball power, were again mired in the cellar of the very tough AL East. They'd lost 19 consecutive Monday games, dating back to the days of the Pierce era. Yet with their tough new manager, Buck Showalter, a skipper with a demanding insistence to play the game right, the O's had been having their best homestand of the year. Their ballpark, Camden Yard, was the first of the brick throwback stadiums and still looked sparkly new and beautiful with its festive right field arcade and view of the Baltimore skyline. Their opponents were the pennant-hungry Chicago White Sox, led by their flamboyant, outspoken manager and ex-shortstop Ozzie Guillen. They had recently surrendered first place to the AL in the AL Central to the Twins and were smarting from two straight losses to Baltimore. The pitching matchup was intriguing, the O's going with young, talented, and yet-to-be-successful lefty Brian Matthews, and the Chicago Chi Sox countering with 97-mile-an-hour blazer Edwin Jackson, who, despite pitching a no-hitter earlier in the season, had been traded to Chicago by Arizona at the trade deadline. Jackson had a dazzling slider that confounded the Orioles all night. Leadoff man Brian Roberts, the Orioles' spark plug, whiffed his first two at-bats on the slider low and in, slamming his bat and helmet down after the second one in inning three. Jackson struck out six and was mostly in control of things for the first five innings. The beautifully sung national anthem by Andrew Ames was punctuated by the fans' shockingly loud, "Oh, say does that star," because of the O's, they had to yell "Oh" all the time. The first of some strong shocks in the evening. Rios line double to left in the third, plated pesky Juan Pierre. Is he on base again? To give Chicago a 1-0 lead going to the bottom of the sixth. When solid first baseman Ty Wigginton put a charge into one and took it out over the left field wall to tie it. Jackson had shown some vulnerability in the fourth when Ty had singled, and then Luke Scott, the crowd incanting Luke, banged one off the right field wall, and the once great Brave center fielder Andrew Jones, now patrolling right occasionally for Chicago, nimbly plucked it off the fence and threw a one-hop strike to second to get the agonizingly slow Scott and mess up the Baltimore inning. Jones and young Diane Viciedo, the raw rookie third sacker for the White Sox, were flailing away in the 7 and 8 spots in the order, swinging so hard as to almost fall over at pitches way up or down and nowhere near the strike zone. Jones' career had almost ended from years of this behavior, and young, powerful Viciedo was like his little brother in crime, swinging at anything. However, when he made contact in the second, his low, hard liner, played beautifully by O's left fielder Felix Pie, was hit as hard as one can hit a baseball, making a resounding crack into the 89-degree night. His error on Adam Jones' dribbler in the Orioles' sixth led to two runs, which gave the O's a 2-1 lead that lasted until closer Simon entered the fray in the ninth. With the faithful poised for another precious victory, Simon's first offering was hit very high and very, very far over PA's head into the left field stands to tie the game. What a pall descended on Camden Yard at that moment. Here we go again for the struggling franchise. Even folks going home not willing to watch the inevitable. Simon walked the next batter, Quentin, and amidst boos and groans, departed for Mike Gonzalez, a little lefty who'd been hurt most of the year. Gonzalez K'd the wild swinging Andrew Jones and barely got Lillibridge on a tough play by rookie third baseman Bell, and the lifesaver Wigginton's scoop at first preserved the tie. They teamed up for an even harder play one inning later. Thornton, a flame-throwing lefty out of the Chicago pen, fired bullets in the bottom of the ninth, 96 to 98 mile an hour, and struck out the side. It looked like an endless night when little number one, Roberts, the Orioles' leadoff man who had no hits all night, poked a J.J. Putz heater way over the right field wall into the promenade on Utah Street to give the O's and their faithful fans something great to cheer about. The curse of Oriole Monday was broken, and a seemingly meaningless Monday night game for the last place club in the dog days of August was a delightful game of baseball, giving Baltimore dreams of better years to come. Images of Adam Jones' shiny bat, Andrews' graceful right field play, and Jackson's befuddling slider danced in my head like sugar plums.